Yes, life isn't fair. Mel Robbins. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, Monday edition. I'm Becca Jacobson, and here at Sober Living Snippets, what do? We learn how to live alcohol-free. We learn how to do it, right? It's not something we just put down the bottle. And we do it because we want to have healthier bodies, happier relationships, and no more regret, shame, or negative emotions haunting us. And by the way, I just got to tell you, yes, all of that is possible. It's more than possible. If I can do it, you can do it. Gals, today we are continuing our study, our light study of Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. And pay attention for those of you who are following along, especially in the study guide. I'm actually going to do chapters 9 and 10 today, and that because I have something else I need to talk to you about tomorrow. So what we're going to do, as a matter of fact, for the rest of this book study is do them all on Mondays and combine the two that we would have done together. I'm finding that I can say what I need to say in one snippet a week. So that's what's happening. And if you've been following along in the study guide, I've updated it. So please go to the show notes and grab the updated study guide to this book. This chapter begins with this quote: "The truth is, life isn't fair. But at some point, you gotta wake up, accept that fact, and stop obsessing over what other people have, what they look like, and what they've achieved." End quote. Yeah. You know, this whole chapter got me thinking about emotional maturity or emotional sobriety. It got me thinking about our conversations in the past about how grandma's pouting. It got me thinking about how we really do need to grow up, put on the old big girl pants, and start taking full responsibility for our lives. And that's exactly what Ms. Mel is saying here. One of the hardest things for us to wrap our heads around as humans with egos is that life ain't fair. And once we accept that, it just gets so much simpler. You know, the simplest things can feel unfair and can drive us into moods, into wanting to numb, into dark places. One of the worst places to feel the real effects of the unfairness of life is social media. I mean, come on. People put their lives on there, and we get on there and we think, actually, I ain't saying we, because I just don't do that. I don't like social media. I really don't like it. It's never been my thing. I'm glad I didn't grow up with it, because I have absolutely no problem resisting it. But anyway, I know that that's fairly unusual. Ms. Robbins refers to it on the very first page, because that's where you're going to find it. Here's what she says: "Mindlessly scrolling on social media or feeling inferior to someone else makes you feel stuck, hopeless, and perpetually behind. You are torturing yourself for no reason. You're letting other people paralyze you, which leads to procrastination and self-criticism." You'd think at our age we would know this. And the truth is, gals, that I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this one today. I really do believe that you do know this. Of course you know this. You're my audience, and my audience knows that. Even if grandma pouts once in a while, she knows, yes, you, she knows that life is not fair and that we get what we get. But listen, I want to take this deeper. Life isn't fair is actually a kind of a ridiculous statement, because here in Snippetland, what we are adopting is the idea that life is happening for us and not to us. Now, if life is happening for you, and I mean you as an individual, then how is it even possible to compare your life to someone else's? They don't need the same lessons you need. They don't need the same experiences you need. Your life is very individual, and it is a reflection of your thoughts and your beliefs about yourself. Once we understand that, the fairness is a moot point. Your journey is tailor-made for you to become the person you were meant to become. And the same is true of me. And so obviously we can't compare ourselves to others, but we do. So it's sort of human nature for us to default to this. We get into FOMO mode. Oh my God, somebody else has more than I do. So let's talk about how we can just step up and recognize that our life is our own. When you adopt the idea that life is happening for you, this just fades away. Instead, you turn and you think to yourself, okay, so this is what I've got sitting here in front of me. What do I need to get from it? How can I grow out of this? But more than that, gals, when we take it even deeper and recognize that we're creating our own reality by our thoughts about ourselves and our past, then we recognize I don't have to have this life anymore. All I have to do is look at my life differently, myself differently, and my life will change. And that is a direction I'm going to take us here on the Snippets in the very near future. Ms. Mel doesn't talk about this, so I will, out of respect for her, get back to the chapter. But I wanted you to know that. I'm going to teach you more and more here on the show about how you are actually creating your own reality. This is a very profound concept. It's not complicated, because remember, another thing we learn here in Snippetland is that the most profound things in life are the simplest. They are simple, but they're not easy. And so I want to talk to you a lot more in the very near future about creating your own reality. But it came up for me when I was looking at this chapter. I'm like, life can't be fair if you're right on your own path. Your path is your path. It's impossible for you to even look to the other person's pathway. And it's ridiculous. We can't do it. When we understand that our journey is very unique and very much built for our own personal growth. But let's get back to Ms. Mel. She wants us to recognize this. And I get why. Remember, her audience is also younger than mine in many ways. Not all of them. She's talking, I believe, to everybody. I've never noticed her pointing at a particular age group of people. But here's Ms. Mel's advice on how to get over this comparison problem that we all have. Here's a quote from the book. "But Mel, I can't stop obsessing over how much more attractive other people are, or how I wish I were taller or didn't have Lyme disease, or wishing that my parents didn't get divorced and my family's life was better." Comparing yourself to other people is unavoidable. It's human nature to look around and see what everyone else is doing and how you measure up. The problem isn't the tendency to compare. The problem is what you're doing with the comparison that matters. That's end quote. That was Ms. Mel telling us, okay, it's unavoidable to compare. And I would agree with her on that. We're human, kids. The human brain is built, the human ego, more accurately, the human ego is built the way it's built. You're going to compare yourself. It's just a matter of what you do with it, as Mel points out for us. So let's move on and see, what do we do with it when we find ourselves comparing? Mel says this, the first type of comparison is torture. This is when you find yourself obsessed over, caught up in, or beating yourself up over something you will never be able to change. Comparison feels like torture when you're focused on fixed attributes of someone else's life. So in other words, she talks about the way people look, you know, someone's better looking, they're better looking, you know, right? Or maybe they have a talent that you don't have, things like that are fixed, that there's nothing you can do about it, and we focus on it. We're just torturing ourselves. She's got a good point there, right? But let's get, more importantly for us here in Snippetland, how can we use comparison as a teacher instead of torture? Let's find out what Mel has to say about that. And this is chapter 10, where Mel says, how to make comparison your teacher. After explaining that ordinary, run-of-the-mill comparison is torture, she asks us to turn ourselves to just allowing others to be who they will be and look at our own lives as a possibility for change and growth. And of course, she brings us to her let them theory. Here's a quote. Using the let them theory, you will learn how to flip comparison from a major problem in your life into your greatest teacher. Instead of worrying about what other people have, Mel suggests that we use it as an inspiration for ourselves. We can see what others have and allow that to show us what's possible in life. I love that. Let's be inspired by what others have done. Instead of being envious or worrying about what we have, look at someone else and go, wow, look what's possible. Look what she did. Maybe I can step up there as well. I want to stop and talk about this in terms of sobriety. Gals, this is one of the reasons we want to be in a group with other women who are on the journey to sobriety. Or at the very least, we want to be coached into sobriety. We don't want to do it alone. Why? We have no one to compare ourselves to. All we can see is our own failures over and over and over again. So many times we promised ourselves we were going to quit drinking and failed. And most of us have drinking friends in our lives. We have drinking family members in our lives. We have no one to compare ourselves to on an upward comparison. That's what Mel calls it. We can compare upward or we can compare downward. When it comes to alcohol, we want to be comparing ourselves upward. And when we have the support and love and guidance that we need on our sobriety journey, this is peer inspiration. This is what keeps us going when we're triggered in the middle of the day. This is what keeps us going when we fall down and we know we got to get back up. That's really hard to do when we're by ourselves. But when we're with others, we come back into our accountability group. We say, oh my God, gals, I fell down, or this happened or that happened. And we've got others right there showing us what's possible. Or maybe we don't fall, but one of our accountability members falls down. What do? We don't judge them. We say, that's okay. You can get back up. Come on, get back up. And we watch them do it. And then we know that we can do it too. This is where comparison is very powerful. It shows us what's possible. And I am so glad that Ms. Robbins gave us this thought, because this is where it really makes a difference on our sobriety journey. When we're supported, we can look at others and know what's possible. Standing alone, all we have to look at is our own past failures. We end up in this spiral of beating ourselves up over and over and over again and get nowhere. And that, my dears, is one more reason why I will keep saying to you over and over again that you need help to do this. Ms. Mel sums it up like this: using the let them theory, stop torturing yourself and use comparison to your advantage. Let others have their success and leverage it to fuel your own journey. Other people's success is evidence that you can do it too. By turning inspiration into action, you begin to build the extraordinary life you deserve. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Ms. Mel. For those of us who are building an alcohol-free life, this is gold. It really is. It's okay to compare yourself. Just make sure you're comparing yourself up and make sure you have someone in your life that you can compare yourself to in a way that will pull you farther along on the journey. And of course, that's what we do here in Snippet Land. We share success stories. Those of you who come deeper into Snippet Land get to be side by side growing with women who are just like you, and comparing in a way that keeps us motivated, inspired, and building those lives that we want.
And there you have it, chapters 9 and 10, as we move forward in our Mel Robbins Let Them book study guide. Gals, remember, the study guide has been updated and you can grab it in the show notes. And tomorrow, why did I have to change it up? Because I want to talk to you tomorrow about how to go on a mental diet. This is going to be a series of episodes because a mental diet will change your life. I ain't kidding, kids. So come on back tomorrow, grab your snippet, and I'll see you next Monday for the next Mel Robbins episode. But tomorrow, I got some juicy goodies for you, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.